This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ah, we're back on a Hertz Day. The WIP afternoon show. Harper at the half with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, last day before a long weekend. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good on this Hertz Day. When we last spoke yesterday, we were sitting at a split in that series versus the Padres. Fightins took care of business in the second game of the doubleheader. We win the series, so I'm feeling good about that. And it's perfect timing because Harper at the half is here. Jackie Baseball, I'm sorry. How about you, boy?
It's been a success. There it is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We can Harper go home. Half is done. Right?
He's the greatest of all time. Yep. What? Yeah. We're done?
Well, we have a big show about Bryce coming
big
up today.
Big show.
As we sit dead smack in the middle of a 13-year, $330 million contract for Bryce Harper. I think it has been, like, this is less about success, not success, though we will talk about that. But his you know, what he has done so far, his legacy here so far, what his legacy might be, what could have happened if he didn't choose Philadelphia and somebody else did. Like, we have a really big show to talk about it. We do have Larry Anderson joining us at 3 to talk about Bryce, and then potentially some other special guests coming up later in the show. We don't want to name anyone because we're not 100% sure yet, but potentially a couple of very special guests. Also, what did you just? Oh. Well, I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I know what he did.
Yes. Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Okay. All right. Oh, I know. You know, just in case.
Just in case.
And we do have one non-Bryce thing to happen today on the show today is that at 4 o'clock, Joe DiCamera will join us, and so will brand manager of 94 WIP Rod Lakin will join us. And we will shore up the rules for next Wednesday's physical challenge between Jack Fritz and Joe DiCamera. And what we want to make sure of is that everything is fair. You know, this was set up in a way potentially to give Joe, you know, a handicap and all of these things so he could compete. We didn't think he could compete with Jack. He won golf. I just want to make sure that the pitching part of it is fair. So Joe will join us at 4. We will negotiate the rules, and Rod Lakin will be here to be the final word on that. But we start with Bryce on Harper at the half. And by the way, 215-592-9494, because this is a group discussion. But we thought a good way to start off Harper at the half on our show is to ask you and for us to give your one sentence to describe the Harper era. Like, what do you think when you think about the Bryce Harper era? So should I go first? I think I'll go first.
Yeah, okay. You go first.
So mine is, it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity. So Bryce Harper's been really good since he's been here. We could debate whether he has been the 8th best player in baseball or the 20th best player in baseball, whatever he's been, but he has been a very good player since he's been here. He has changed the image of the team. He has changed largely how people in Philadelphia feel about the team. And I don't want to just credit him because, you know, ownership has done that and they hire the right manager and they have other players here. But since he got here, a lot has changed in the positive way for Bryce Harper. He's also been very good in the playoffs, but I think the reason I say is that it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity is that his prime is probably over. Now, that doesn't mean Bryce Harper as a good player is over. We know that. But his prime is probably over. And the idea of him being the best player or very close to over, and the idea of him being the best player on a World Series team, if it doesn't happen this year, you start to look forward and you're like, well, who's the player that they have that's better than Bryce? And I think if they don't rebuild in a way that makes them a contender very quickly, we will look back at these, if they don't win the World Series this year, we will look back at these years of Bryce Harper and say, we had a really good player, we had a very good team, and we didn't win it, and it is a missed opportunity. So that's my, I guess, fear. I think Bryce has been very good, but if I were to whittle it down to one sentence, it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity is mine.
I was going to say, that was a run-on sentence.
That was a serious run-on sentence.
I just wanted to give my reason why.
I said the same thing. I'm like, man, as long as we get the same amount of time.
Everybody's your show too.
Same amount of sentences.
Yeah, I didn't want to just give the sentence and go. Right. I wanted to say why. So my sentence is, it's feeling like you can't do it in a sense anyway. So,
I'm just poking at you.
Yeah, it's feeling like it might be a missed opportunity. Would you like to go second or would you like to?
Yes, it's time to bring positivity to this.
All right.
And I'll say this. Success is measured in different levels.
Yes, of
right?
course.
Right? Isn't it the ultimate success? Not until he's a part of a World Series team.
Yep.
Right? I think that's the ultimate success. But when you pay a guy like Bryce Harper to come here, or a guy like Bryce Harper chooses to come here as a free agent and gets the contract that he received, well, he was tasked with restoring baseball, in my opinion, in this city. That's the difference. Like, it isn't just a black and white sort of success failure. I think you have to look at what the team looked like when he came in, what the team looked like prior to, what was baseball like in this town prior to him being here, where it's at right now. All of those things are huge successes, in my opinion. Has not disappointed, has been a great ambassador, not only for the Phillies, but for the city. Like, he has really embraced being here. It's hard for me to say it's anything but a success. It has been a success, but it has not reached the ultimate success, and that's winning a championship. But I think him being here, signing here, doing his time at the halfway mark, if the only thing I have to sort of check off the ledger for him that he hasn't done is winning a World Series, winning a championship halfway through it, I feel good about it. I feel good about it. And I think that's also how you measure whether or not it's a success. How do you feel about Bryce Harper here as a Philly? And I feel way more positive about it than anything else. So I see it with a glass half full sort of vision.
Well, let me ask you before. Actually, Jack, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know what Ike's sentence was. But, but Jack, your sentence.
I was told this is going to be a word, and then now you're asking me
three words
to speak in a complete sentence.
Yeah.
And that's not always the easiest thing. So I would say that, like, Bryce Harper to me is the savior of the Phillies franchise. Like, they were in the doldrums.
Wow.
They were in the doldrums.
Is that the sentence? Bryce Harper is the savior of the Phillies franchise?
Yeah. And what we have witnessed here is an all-time Philly. Like, we know that the ring puts him in another stratosphere, but, like, what he's done is the ultimate Philly. He's embraced the city. He's had big postseason moments. He's been box office since day one, and he pulled this franchise. With the obviously getting good players helped, but he put this franchise back on the map because they were in the doldrums there. They were almost put out of mind, out of sight. We talk about pro-Duble. Were you pro-Duble or you were anti-Odubel? Nick Williams, Aaron Altair, Pivetta versus Zach Eflin.
Man.
Who could forget Nola's 2018? I'll never forget Nola's 2018. It was Maddox level. But what Bryce Harper did was he brought the Phillies back from extinction.
Oh, see, I didn't know you wanted a sentence like that. You wanted a sentence and then explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, so the sentence I would have is, Bryce Harper has been everything I hoped he would be.
That's a good sentence.
That's
there
the sentence.
There you go.
There it is.
There it is. We got
Make
there.
Sure you get that one in there, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clip that.
That one. Clip it. Clip it.
You put my video clip up. Make sure that's with it.
So, of course, Jack, the savior of the franchise,
I feel like
is a little far. Okay, let me ask you. I agree that he's been as good as you thought he was going to be?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'll be honest about that.
I think one.
I was expecting 30, 35 plus every year, home runs, 100 RBIs, all-star every year. If I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm still saying is, even with that, what he's done in his time, from an overall perspective, he's been everything I hoped he would be.
Right. Yeah. I think from an on-the-field perspective, I think you could say, when you include all the time he's missed and you look at the numbers, my guess would be that people probably expected a little bit more on the field.
And that's fair.
And I also think Bryce Harper's image was probably always a little bit bigger than him as a player.
Sure.
I think, you know, his impact, which speaks to something that Jack was talking about from an image perspective from the franchise. If you got, and we'll talk about Manny Machado in 10 minutes, you could have gotten another player who put up the same numbers as Bryce Harper that was not as effective in every way that Bryce Harper is effective.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. And 215-592-9494, Harper at the half, talking about Bryce Harper and his contract halfway through. Give us your sentence to describe how you feel about the era so far. I know you say everything that you thought it would be, and if the only thing he hasn't checked off is the World Series, okay. Let's say we're in 5 years and they haven't won a World Series. What do you think the vibe around Harper will be? Will it be a guy that never got it done? Will it be how the next 5 years goes matters, but let's say there is no World Series.
Yeah, I guess the one thing that I find interesting about it is, is it obvious that the injuries have played a part in it? You know what I mean? Like, if he's just laboring out there because of the wrist, I don't know if there's going to be this, like, we got, like, bashing of Bryce. But if he just turns into an average player and doesn't do it in the postseason, I think that the heat starts to turn up and you start forgetting about Bedlam and you forget about, you know, 2023 and some of the other moments. I think that it's sort of how he plays or how he looks does matter at the same time.
Sure. So, no World Series. You think if he looks good and there's no World Series? Because it's a complicated few things, right? Yeah.
It would have to be. See, this is where I differ. Because I think the championship does matter.
Right.
I think it does matter. If I'm going to hold Bryce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To the same standard, justifiably so, that the other stars in this city get held to, he gets held to this.
Right.
He gets held to the same standard that Joel gets held to, that Jalen gets held to, that McNabb got held to AI. Now, we can always appreciate them when they're done, but, you know, I can look at AI's career and say, yeah, I enjoyed AI, loved him. I understand the team wasn't as great, right? I understand how difficult it could have been to put a team around him to sort of win. You sort of had to mix and match to make sure you got the best out of him. But ultimately, that was not a success, Allen Iverson. Ultimately, Donovan, as the face of our era, we didn't get it done. So that's how you're ultimately going to be viewed. We're no longer, and this is what I love, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. And this is where Bryce is a sort of a victim of also being in this era of athlete in this town. We no longer celebrate the almost wins.
Like we used to.
Yes.
Right.
We lived on that.
Yeah.
We no longer do that.
93 Phils, 0-1-6-3.
Yes, 0-4, Eagles, yeah, like that. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. Right? We don't do that anymore. It's championships. Like, that's where we're at. And when you're a star of that caliber, how you're being viewed, the championship does matter. Now, again, it's baseball, so we know it's different than other sports. We get that. Bryce could be an all-star MVP-level player every year, and they still cannot win the World Series. I understand that. I'm not saying he's the reason they don't win. What I'm saying is he's going to be viewed. That's going to be part of his story. So unless he does play at a all-star level every year, in MVP caliber year, it's going to be placed at his feet.
Well, and the other thing is, to the blame part of it, is that if they do win the World Series, he will certainly get an outsized amount of
credit. No doubt about it.
Like,
yes.
You can't do the he's only one guy on a baseball team only for the bad parts
right.
of it. For the if they were to win a World Series, I mean, Jack is crediting him with bringing the entire organization
franchise
back.
Savior. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Forget
so,
that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's part of it. It just is. And right now, because he still has half of a career left to go on this contract, we don't have to be as harsh about it. But if you're talking about at the end, there's no championship there. Now, it's viewed differently.
Well, but then the extension. So why are we doing Harper at the half when there's at least going to be three extra years on that
deal? Three?
Yeah, at least three. At
two.
Least three.
Two.
At least right now?
You
None.
Just talked about how injured he is.
I don't care. I'm not writing checks. What I find so fun, this is not me protecting Bryce or complaining about Bryce.
No,
well,
sure.
You can be the judge of that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, here it comes.
I just think it's, well, because the 08 guys, it was never like, I think Bryce is just a singular fate. Like, I think you had Utley, Rollins, and Howard on those teams. You know, when we talk about the failures, or I don't know if any of those guys have been propped up. It was like the group did it. Whereas Bryce would be the one that I think would be propped up.
Yes, I think.
Well, and Zach.
And Zach. Yeah.
Zach will get his props for
it,
too.
Yeah, but I think Bryce would be propped up to a level that we've probably never seen. Now, in terms of blame of those guys, the blame went to Ryan Howard and Ruben Amaro.
Yep.
It was never any Utley didn't get it done. It was never any Rollins didn't get it done. They all had their moments where we're annoyed with them.
Right.
But overall, it was Ruben. I am not blaming you, Ruben.
But he heard WIB back then.
He called. He called.
Yes.
He had a show on here.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Harper at the half. Give us your one sentence to describe the Harper era. Gabe in Cherry Hill with his curveball machine. Gabe, you're on WIP. What's up, Gabe?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Gabe?
My sentence for Bryce at the half would be he's done his part. And I say that because, you know, when you talk about success, and I think the biggest thing that comes to mind when you mention success was that one postgame interview with Giannis when the reporter asked him, you know, do you find the season to be a success? And Giannis kind of popped off on him a little bit and was just like, you know, do you get promoted every year? And he was like, well, no. Well, then if you did a good job, do you still consider your year a success? And, I mean, the answer is, yeah. I mean, if you do your part, if you do your job, you did what you came here for, what they signed you, what they paid you, $330 million just to come here and succeed, I think he's done it. I mean, he has carried this team. It's unfortunate that, you know, the rest of the team hasn't really lived up to the expectation that was set for them. But I think that's a problem that starts at the top,
let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
First of all, I hope Harper never uses those words that Giannis used.
Yeah, Giannis sounded like a big loser.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that from Giannis.
Yeah.
But I just
he can get away with that in Milwaukee. Point, that's not going to work here.
Yeah, that he didn't consider it a failure. Okay. Let me ask you this. Like, I guess you're talking about the failures of everyone around him, but everyone around him also gave them a 95 win team last year, right? And everyone around him took them to the World Series in 22. And everyone around him took them to the LCS in 23. So I guess, I guess to say that everyone else failed him, I can get with your thing that he did his part. I understand that, but I don't know if I concede that he sort of drug them there, and the fact that they didn't get over the hump is not on him too. I think it's on all of them.
I agree. No, I agree. Okay. And I will say because he's. What comes to mind is just the 22 World Series run. Like that was textbook, honestly. Like I was at that game when they clinched it, and just to see him hit a 3-run home run to send him to the World Series in a moment where that's what you needed him to do. Like you needed him to deliver in that moment, and he did it. And it's one of those, you know, it's always going to live on in the memory of Philadelphia sports. So that's why when I say that he did his part, he did what he could. And I realize, yes, the rest of the team needed to come through for him. He obviously had not come through in certain aspects. You know, the Arizona game, or Arizona series comes to mind.
The strikeout against the Mets
series comes to mind. Yeah, exactly. Like he obviously is human. Obviously has fallen short. But when I look currently in terms of, you know, we gave $330 million to a baseball player to come here and succeed, I think he's done that. And I hope that, you know, throughout the rest of his contract, he's able to live it out and able to, you know, deliver us a championship. But I also, you know, I want to double down on the point that I do think that the rest of the team does need to step up a little bit, even though, yes, they did deliver him 95 wins. I get all that. But, you know.
And how many games has he been out for the last 3 years that they carry the team while he wasn't there?
That's also a good point. Yeah, I understand, you know, that counterpoint.
You know, just I hear what you're saying. Thank you for the call, Gabe. I hear what you're saying. It's just like, here's what I want to do with the moment thing. Because what I think will happen over years is that Bedlam at the Bank, great moment.
Man.
Every year that passes by, like, it will be another year further in the past. And here's the only thing I want to say about that is that all we hear about Donovan from callers is that Donovan didn't win any big games. Donovan wasn't good in the big moments, blah, blah, blah. Donovan was in four NFC championship games, and five NFC championship games, and a Super Bowl. He certainly had good playoff moments, and he had bad playoff moments.
Yep.
So
they usually came in the NFC.
Right.
Like it wasn't like it was a first round lost
right.
or something. It was usually
like
at the end of the playoffs.
Bryce has had good playoff moments, and he has also had bad playoff moments. Now, overall, his numbers are good, but eventually that one moment and that one run, and I know he's got as many home runs as anybody does in Philly baseball history in the postseason, but like we just keep pointing to that moment, and somehow that moment outweighs the NLCS against the Diamondbacks failure,
right.
And it outweighs the failure against the Mets. And I know we like him, and I like him too, but there is a little bit of a double standard with him.
Well, here's the thing. The longer it goes that's the only moment that we're talking about.
Right.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Because like you said, each year we get further away from 2022. And if we're still talking about 2022 as the last time he had the bright lights moment, then that will tell you in itself that it's been a long time.
Sure.
He needs to change sort of the storyline.
Yeah.
And I think eventually, you know this, man, it always, it's the one thing about being here. If you're here long enough, you're going to be here long enough to feel the tide turn against you. Right,
it's slowly starting with him.
You guys tell. Well, Jack, you're not old enough. Spike, you may remember. I don't know if there's an athlete that was able to skate through here for a decade plus without having the highs and lows. If the great Mike Schmidt went through it, Allen Iverson went through it.
Sure,
right?
Donovan went through it.
Like who has played that long in this town without winning? Who doesn't get the other side of this thing too?
I can't think of anyone.
Yeah.
Well, not anyone in that position. Yeah, I could say Doc, right? But
right.
He's not in the, it's
different. Yes.
It's a different sort of player.
Yeah,
Brian Westbrook, whatever.
Yeah.
But like But yes.
The guy, the star guy, the guy with all the pressure.
Yeah, I can't think of a guy who has not been through it in a negative way like Bryce,
yeah.
To be honest with you. All right, 215-592-9494. It is Harper at the half. We want your sentence to describe the Harper era so far.
Hamels won, and even he went through it.
Yes, the very next year.
Yes.
The very next year. Coming up next, if you remember, the big debate during that offseason was Bryce versus Manny Machado, who was just here for three games. We will look back on the decision to go after Bryce versus Machado, and if it worked out the best way it could have, look at Machado's stats versus Bryce, what would have happened if it didn't go the way that it did. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.